really have to understand Chicago. They have to understand the content that Chicago sports fans want. Everything has to land for Chicago fans. And Chicago fans can tell, you know, what you're talking about. And that's our bar. It's a very high one.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Jason Coyle. He, of course, is the president and GM of the Chicago Sports Network. And he's right here with us right now. He's on the Chicago Sports Network, and he's on the Mullion Hall Show. And good morning, Jason. How you holding up?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. This is a great day for Chicago sports. Great day for the Chicago Sports Network. Excited to build on our first couple of weeks on air, and everything that we do is grounded in Chicago, the Chicago sports scene, and what better way to start it every morning than with Mully, with Haw 670.
It's great to have you here in studio, and obviously that was the announcement today at 7 o'clock. We are going to be simulcasting our show between 7 and 9 on the Chicago Sports Network. That's terrific. We are appreciative of that. We love the partnership. We can talk about that any day. What people really want to know, obviously Hawks fans, Bulls fans, is where are the state of negotiations with Comcast and the Chicago Sports Network, because people are upset because they can't watch their teams.
Yeah. Dive right into it. I'll give you the context and the status of everything that we're doing there. So first, the relationship with Comcast over the years has been great. And obviously the partnership with NBC was a successful one, and the conversations with the teams and they extended through the spring. I don't think anyone wanted that to end. It really was a great alignment, and the business model just sort of petered out, and there was no mutual way forward. So we decided to pursue what we think is a really great option, and will be. Immediately started in conversations with them, trying to engage on the Comcast side in business negotiations. And we have made two offers to them, substantive, both at significant discounts. We have received no offers back. There are reports that we have, and that there's something there for us to sign. We have not received anything back from them. And just to give you a grounding in how all of this works and some of the statements that they made to the Tribune over the weekend. So here's our values and our approach and our motivation. First, grounded in Chicago, increasing, ironically, given this conversation, access for all Chicago sports fans. Anyone who wants to watch on whatever platform they prefer, whatever price level is best for them, we have to reground in that access. That was why the prior model was not working for anyone. Too few were able to watch on just this cable system. So we invested in a multi-platform approach. We're giving the network away. It was the point that they made in the Tribune. We are making it available free to air. There are 600,000 households in Chicago who already watch free to air with a digital antenna. And maybe it's financial, maybe it's motivated for other reasons, but these are people who have already left the cable universe. They are not coming back. They are not going to be Comcast customers. And so we need to make it available to them. They've been frozen out. But then on top of it, we want to be available on traditional satellite, traditional cable, and certainly streaming and Comcast. And I had a Comcast customer come up to me this weekend and say, "Do you honestly want me to buy an antenna and switch from?" No, we don't. It's not designed right for that. It's not right. An inducement.
That's not the idea.
No.
Right.
It's not an inducement to cut the cord. It's not a replacement for cable. It's not. It's different functionality. Can't record. It's perfectly good, and it's right for those people. But these are separate. And so we've engaged in 13 conversations with paid television providers. We've reached 12 deals. We're being extremely flexible. We're going in at significant discounts to try to ensure access and that prices don't go up for any fans. We need to re-ground with the Chicago sports fan. And so that is our motivation, and that's our position, and we have not gotten a single offer back, and here we stand.
Not gotten a single offer back is surprising.
Yeah.
Why they would take that tack also is surprising.
How does it benefit them? I mean, how are they serving their clientele?
Well, they're not really serving their clientele right now because, as the way I understand it, if you are a Comcast customer, as I am, then you will get, you're still getting charged a premium service for a station, a channel you're not receiving right now. The NBC Sports Chicago charge exists, but you're not getting any premium sports content in the month of October.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sense of what their motivation is, and I don't want to speculate. In the Chicago Tribune, they made the point over the weekend that they have not stated to us over the course of the months that why would they pay for something that we're giving away for free? And first, they're not paying for anything, as you noted, the customers are.
Yeah,
and whether that's in the base tier or a higher tier, they're not paying for anything. They're passing that along. But the second thing that's more important is that was a red herring argument. It's almost like their customer support AI chatbot kind of threw something truthy out there. That's standard fare. Comcast and other pay TV providers pass along free-to-air channels and charge their customers for it every day. When you watch the Bears on Channel 2, BBM, or 5, right. or 7, or right. 32, right. those are free-to-air. You can watch them on an antenna. And Comcast doesn't just take those and sell them to their customers. They pay for those. And you'll see also listed on the bill all the retransmission broadcast fees right along the RSN fees.
So the Hawks have a home game tomorrow night. The Bulls begin their regular season on Wednesday night in New Orleans. How would you describe the sense of urgency? Now, you can't speak for them, certainly, but would you expect there to be a greater sense of urgency for Comcast Xfinity because of the bull season beginning Wednesday?
Anyone who understands Chicago, the Chicago sports fan, should have urgency. I know this is a long-term business proposition, and certainly we're in the top of the first, whatever sports analogy we want to use. But it's also bottom of the ninth. These are regular season games.
Right.
And if you're living in Chicago, if your feet are here, if your head is here, you have urgency. Believe me, we are ready to go. And we hope that we hear from them. And there is no particular reason that this has to extend beyond a phone call, a bet back and forth, and let's get on the air and let's get going.
Yeah, it's bothersome because of the people that want to see it. That's all it is. I mean, there are so many people I know that want to see it. It has nothing to do with, I mean, why deny them that? And you're not the one doing it. It's why, if you're a cable provider, are you denying people the games they want to watch?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm the only thing I am is a sports fan.
Yeah.
And if I were at home, I would just hate that I'm here. I would resent hearing from me right now. You don't care back
and
forth.
We're glad you're here, but we get the point. You're right. And I feel from a personal standpoint, I am involved, full disclosure, with the Big Pro Football Show and the Chicago Lead. I am enjoying my time there. There's so much good going on at the network that it sometimes gets clouded by the fact that the first word out of people's mouths when they see that, whether it's online or in person, is like, well, yeah, great, but I can't watch it. You know, when are you going to get that done? And that takes away from some of the momentum that you want to exist, that exists and you want to enjoy. And hopefully this week will be the end of it, Jason. And I just hope that, you know, that urgency that we talked about is felt with Comcast as well.
Yeah, thank you. We're really proud of the way the network looks. It looks tremendous. It looks high entertainment value. We want you to feel like you're in the United Center, like you're at the ballpark. The graphics are terrific. Our team is terrific. The talent is terrific. We've got a lineup Monday through Friday that's all designed just for Chicago sports fans. College football, really focused on the Big Ten and Notre Dame. The NFL, focused on the NFC and North. The Chicago Lead, which is essentially a Chicago sports center and First Take all in one. This entire network is grounded in Chicago sports, and we really think people will like it when they can watch it.
And now, Mullen Hall.
Yeah, and hopefully we can have you back and talk to you about what we're doing as opposed to what isn't happening right now.
Right.
But that's really what the story has been. Jason, thank you. We appreciate you coming on
great
and
to
talking
have you.
To us, and it's great to have this relationship with you.